Welcome to day 70 of our 180-day study of the Westminster Standards. We're continuing on the sins forbidden in the First Commandment. To review, we looked yesterday at Shorter Catechism question 47, what is forbidden in the First Commandment? The answer, the First Commandment forbiddeth the denying or not worshiping and glorifying the true God as God and our God, and the giving of that worship and glory to any other which is due to Him alone. Then we began looking at the larger catechism, question 105, and we had to break in the middle of that yesterday, so we'll pick up where we left off today. But just to review, question 105 asks, what are the sins forbidden in the First Commandment? And answers, the sins forbidden in the First Commandment are atheism, in denying or not having a God, idolatry, in having or worshiping more gods than one, or any with or instead of the true God, the not having and avouching Him for God and our God, the omission or neglect of anything due to Him required in this commandment, ignorance, forgetfulness, misapprehensions, false opinions, unworthy and wicked thoughts of Him, bold and curious searching into His secrets, all profaneness, hatred of God, self-love, self-seeking, and all other inordinate and immoderate setting of our mind, will, or affections upon other things, and taking them off from Him in whole or in part, vain credulity, unbelief, heresy, misbelief, distrust, despair, incorrigibleness, and insensibleness under judgments. And that's where we left off, and we'll pick up today with hardness of heart. Pride, presumption, carnal security, tempting of God, using unlawful means, and trusting in lawful means, carnal delights and joys, corrupt, blind, and indiscreet zeal, lukewarmness and deadness in the things of God, estranging ourselves and apostatizing from God, praying or giving any religious worship to saints, angels, or any other creatures, all compacts and consulting with the devil, and hearkening to his suggestions, making men the lords of our faith and conscience, slighting and despising God and His commands, resisting and grieving of His Spirit, discontent and impatience at His dispensations, charging him foolishly for the evils He inflicts on us, and ascribing the praise of any good we either are, have, or can do to fortune, idols, ourselves, or any other creatures. Each of these are sins forbidden in the First Commandment. So let's pick up where we left off with hardness of heart and look at Romans 2:5. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up to unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. Pride. Jeremiah 13:15. Hear ye and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord hath spoken. And of course, there are lots of other verses on pride, and any one of these that if you don't understand the meaning of it, be sure to post a comment or question on the blog post in the comment section, and we'll have some additional resources available for you to help explain or elaborate on any of these sins. Presumption, Psalm 19:13, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Carnal security. Zephaniah 1:12, and it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with candles and punish the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, neither will He do evil. Tempting of God. Matthew 4:7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Using unlawful means. Romans 3:8, and not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. So using unlawful means to accomplish good, or trusting in lawful means. Jeremiah 17:5, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. carnal delights and joys, 2 Timothy 3:4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, corrupt, the next sin forbidden in the first commandment is corrupt, blind, and indiscreet zeal. Corrupt, blind, and indiscreet zeal. Galatians 4:17, they zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. John 16:2, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doth God's service. Romans 10:2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Luke 9:54, and when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit ye are of. The opposite of zeal is the next item, the next sin prohibited by the first commandment, lukewarmness. Revelation 3:16, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. We might ask, who is the person that has more respect, that Jesus respects more? A good Lutheran who goes to church every day, or Adolf Hitler? And it would seem that the answer would be Adolf Hitler. Because the Lutheran who goes to church, especially if the good German Lutheran knew what was going on and did nothing, could have said something, could have done something to prevent what Hitler did and did nothing, even though that he was a good church-going Lutheran, he was a lukewarm. He was not passionately for or against, cold or hot. At least Hitler was passionately, whether you define it as cold or hot, he was passionate for it. He was dedicated, self-disciplined. So Jesus said, the lukewarm fellow, I will spew thee or vomit thee out of my mouth. Zeal, lukewarmness, and now deadness in the things of God. Revelation 3:1, and unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest, and art dead. Estranging ourselves and apostatizing from God. Ezekiel 14:5, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Isaiah 1:4-5, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. Why should ye be stricken any more? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, the whole heart faint. Also, another sin prohibited in the first commandment is praying or giving any religious worship to saints, angels, or any other creatures. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Hosea 4:12, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God. Acts 10:25, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. Revelation 19:10, and I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Matthew 4:10, then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Colossians 2:18, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. The bottom line is Romans 1:25, they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Another sin prohibited in the first commandment, all compacts and consulting with the devil. Leviticus 20:6, and the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a-whoring after them, I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. 1 Samuel 28:7, then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servants said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. Then compare this with 1 Chronicles 10:13. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David the son of Jesse. Another sin prohibited in the first commandment is hearkening to the suggestions of the devil, hearkening to his suggestions. Acts 5:3, but Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Another sin prohibited in the first commandment, making men the lords of our faith and conscience. 2 Corinthians 1:24, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy, for by faith ye stand. Matthew 23:9, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Another sin forbidden in the first commandment is slighting and despising God and his commands. Deuteronomy 32:15, but Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. 2 Samuel 12:9, wherefore thou hast despised the commandment of the Lord, to do evil in his sight. Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Proverbs 13:13, whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. Another sin forbidden in the first commandment, resisting and grieving of his spirit. Acts 7:51, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Another sin forbidden in the first commandment, discontent and impatience at his dispensations, charging him foolishly for the evils he inflicts on us. Psalm 73, verses 2, 3, and 13, 15, 22, selected verses in Psalm 73. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Job 1:22, in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. Another sin forbidden in the first commandment, the ascribing the praise of any good we either are, have, or can do to fortune. 1 Samuel 6:7-9, now therefore make a new cart and take 2 milch kine on which there hath become no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Lord, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which you return for him for a trespass offering in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. It was fortune. Or another sin forbidden in the first commandment is the ascribing the praise of any good we either are, have, or can do to idols. Daniel 5:23, but hast lifted up thyself against the Lord of heaven, and they have brought the vessels of his house before thee, and thou and thy lords, thy wives, and thy concubines, and have drunk wine in them. And thou hast praised the gods of silver, of gold, of brass, iron, wood, and stone, which see not, nor hear, nor know, and the God in whose hands thy breath is, and whose are all thy ways, hast thou not glorified. Then, thirdly, another sin forbidden in the first commandment, ascribing the praise and of any good we either are, have, or can do to ourselves. Deuteronomy 8:17, and thou say in thy heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. My power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. Daniel 4:30, the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Then finally, fourthly, ascribing the praise of any good we either are, have, or can do to any other creature. Habakkuk 1:16, therefore they sacrifice unto their net and burn incense unto their drag, because by them their portion is fat, and their meat plenteous. Well, that ends question 105, the sins forbidden in the first commandment. Tomorrow on day 171, we'll begin looking at the second commandment.